Tower, VWA.
Cam 4 VWA, W4 DJW.
Just absolutely thrilled to death, and I am kicking myself.
That is good radio. I got the 97 version of it, and it's good radio.
Dave, I don't think he ever took it out of the plastic.
No, it's clean. A lot of his radios are really clean like that.
He was very appreciative, and it looked good. It looked real good. He knows he got a good deal. Matter of fact, anybody here? Are you in there, Shane? I'm hearing the rest of that truck. He's there at the post office. But anyhow, man, it looked great. It really looked great. So, I am over here at Ferris and Sulphur Springs Road, over here by where the old Kmart in West Greenville used to be. And I am headed your way, sir. So I'm thinking probably about 30, 35 minutes. And if you want me to, I'll give you a heads up when I hit Wade Hampton at, say, Rutherford Road. How about that?
That's fine. That'll work for me. I'm just working on that doorbell stuff. I need to be inventorying his handhelds because he had a ton of handhelds too. And that's one of my tasks to do. Gary's tasked with doing that with the antennas, and I'm tasked with doing that with the handhelds.
I didn't realize he had any real handhelds except for that Motorola there. Well, wait a minute. Didn't you say somebody else got those?
Not the handhelds, not yet. I didn't put all those on that spreadsheet. There's just too many of them. It just need to take an afternoon and sit down and go through them and inventory them. And I didn't have them with me when I built that spreadsheet. So I didn't know. Just like we didn't have any of those antennas. Gary's got a big bundle of antennas he's got to go through too.
Well, let me ask you this: is there? Well, you haven't gone through them yet, so you don't know. You don't know what type of brands are in that handheld stuff, do you?
I don't think you could name a brand of a handheld that's not in that box.
Okay. Well, would it be okay if I looked?
Yeah. I'm just going to go to, as I go through them, I'm going to find them on EHAM, and EHAM has the MSRP, and I'm going to use that as the column 1, and then 75 and so on, same way I did the other radios. So, yeah, if you find one you want, we'll do that for that particular one.
I am headed your way, sir. So get back to what you're doing. 73's KN4 of NWA. I'm clear if you find one.
Sounds good. Be careful out there. KN4 VWA, W4 DJW, clear.
Okay. No. What's happening there, Shane? And 4 VWA, and Dave's around there somewhere.
I heard you on Echo Link, but I haven't had my earpiece in. I haven't tried to use the Echo Link with my Bluetooth earpiece. So I didn't respond, but I heard you talking about me.
Had your hairpiece straightened up. You made out like a bandit, bud. So, how are you going to use that? Are you going to use it mobile?
But I'll probably put it up in the house, and it'll be motivation to put an antenna up, a couple antennas, an HF and a VHF. And then once I learn it and, figure it all out, I might try to put it in my personal vehicle.
I tried my best to run an 8. I've got two more 857s at the house. But let me just tell you, I tried to run them in this Dodge truck of mine, this Ram truck. You can't do it. I've had the reps from ICOM, Yaesu, and from U.S. Tower all tell me the same thing, that you can't run it in this Ram diesel because of injector interference. And there's no amount of rounds that distance you can run to get it to work. So the long and the short of it, I've got a set of ham sticks I'd let go pretty cheap.
A Ford Power Stroke, so maybe it might have the same issue.
No, you should be fine. It has to do with the way Ram trucks shield their injector coils. And apparently, there's no problem with GM, and on a Ford, the problem is conquerable, but not on the Ram.
We were going to say on a Ford, the problem is the Ford.
Sideline, that's a different subject. You didn't get a 6-liter, did you?
Three.
Well, any of the seven-liter series engines are good engines. Anything in that 6-liter line, you better have a deep pocket.
Leave all that.
You got to manage to keep the heads on the blocks before they work good. Come in there. Try it again.
Yeah, W4CNA up here in Asheville. I just thought I'd see if I could get into the repeater. Roger.
Did you get him?
W4CMA. I think that's correct. N4ZLK. Name is Shane.
Yeah, hello, Shane. My name is John. I'm up here in Asheville. It's Whiskey 4 Charlie November Alpha. Charlie November Alpha, and I just thought I'd see if I could get into the repeater there on Caesar's Head from here. Roger.
Very copyable.
Roger. Okay, you guys, I just wanted to say a quick hello. Have a good day. I appreciate you letting me break in. W4CNA, clear.
Hey, KN4VWA, keep all the snow and the cold up there with you, bud. Have a good afternoon.
I sure will, my friend. I'll keep it all right up here in my little neck of the woods. Roger.
Roger. We've been cold enough down here. You be safe, be healthy. Shane? So, you gonna try to install that thing pretty quick?
Probably not. I'm probably gonna get it set up in the house first, and I need to run an HF, and I've got a J-pole for 2 meter that I've got set up, and I guess I'm going to need to get a 440 now, so I'm probably not going to be in any rush to get it in my personal vehicle.
But so, you know, if you got the space and you got some trees, you can do like KB4CBA and run you a OCF inverted V and do real good.
I actually have a vertical 10 through 40, which I had up at my other place, and it worked really well. I've got several single band dipoles, and I just bought a small multi-band, kind of like the Carolina Windham. I picked it up from another ham operator who passed away, from his daughter, not too long ago, and I can't remember what the name of it is, but I'm curious to, I might just throw that up first to see how it does.
Now, have you got a tuner to go with that?
Yaesu tuner. For my 757, I doubt it'll work, but, so no, I don't.
What? I believe there is a, wait a minute, I'd have to look back at it, but I believe there's an LDG in that batch of stuff that would work very well with that antenna. That thing would, I mean, it is made to work with it at 100 watt. You can't use it over 100 watts, so if you ever decided to use an amp, you'd have to take it out of the circuit.
On that list, I'll have to go back and look at it.
The 857D specs, and they may list that still online, and it's an AT Pro 100, and I believe it is, and I've got one at the house for mine, but I haven't used it in a long time. If the one he's got there won't work with that, I'd let you borrow mine if you wanted to, get you up on the air. But, hey, that LDG tuner is specific to that. And if I'm not mistaken, you can use the button on the front of your 857D to tune on the frequency that you're on, and it'll tune exactly to that frequency. And you just use the tune on the front of your radio.
Excuse me, I'll have to check that out. Yeah, I didn't think about that with that multiband antenna. But yeah, I'll have to read through that. See, that's why I'm not gonna be able to. It's gonna take me a little while because I'm gonna take it slow and read through all the specs first.
Get right, Bubba, do it right. If you do it wrong, you can blow the finals out in that beautiful radio.
Still supporting those people that are retired, so I don't have as much time.
That remark.
That.
I was sitting with having lunch with Dave today. He looked right straight at me after we decided to have lunch together. He says, you know, I'm still having trouble getting used to this concept of just being able to go and do what I want when I want to. Believe me, bud, it is nice. How far off from retirement are you?
Technically, I could go in another 4 years, but I probably hang around a little bit longer and stash a little bit more.
Here you go. Well, that sounds good. But I'll tell you, Dave is younger than, well, I don't know. What year did you graduate high school? No. You'd have to, oh, son, you got to work on a while longer, don't you?
Retire from this job, it wouldn't be Social Security retirement, but I get a pension from here. I've been here 31 years, but I got to be 55 to retire.
You know, there was a boy that worked out of Greenville. His name was Wayne. I can't remember his last name. He was just a heck of a nice guy. I think he retired about 15 years ago. But he used to run the routes, and then he went over to trucks. And he was a good boy.
Wayne Morgan?
Yes, exactly! Exactly! He used to run my route over on Batesville Road, there off of Pelham Road. And, I mean, he was just a good, easygoing guy that did a good job, you know it? And then he went over to the trucks, and we lost him, and we got a guy that wasn't so, let's say his bulb didn't burn real bright, and we really missed Wayne.
I've known Wayne for a long time. Of course, he like you said, he's retired now. He was going to Alabama. They called it a mileage run. It was like drive as fast as you can to get to a meet point in Alabama and take your lunch while you're swapping trailers and drive back with a guy coming out of Texas, I believe.
And they could coordinate that close?
Kind of traffic. You know, accident or anything, they would usually meet up, have lunch together, and then, you know, just uncouple from the set that they were pulling and swap sets, and then he'd come back. It was about 500 miles a day, maybe a little more. Most of our between hub runs are around 300. You know, like Atlanta's 200 something, Greensboro's 300. But on that mileage run, you got to be moving. You don't stop for anything.
I was going to Birmingham. Birmingham is just a little over 5. And in an 18-wheeler, you're going to be looking at just, probably 5.5, maybe almost 6. So that put him on the road just right at the limit, didn't it?
It was a week, and it was at least 12 hours a day. So the limit is 11 hours of driving. So he had to, you know, with the lunch and swap time and all that, yeah, he was right at the limit.
I bet he made good money doing that, though, didn't he?
Those runs are paid by the mile, and they make very good money, but I don't know if I could do that, or if, I wouldn't want to do that very long. How about that?
It's windshield time. I know what that's like. I don't know if you heard me talking to Dave earlier, but during my driving career, when I had my business from about 76 until about just 2 or 3 years ago, back in about 19, I counted up how many miles I put on all the vehicles that I wore out, and I got about 2.5 million miles under my belt.
Okay, 2SST.
You can put a lot on there. The KD2 station, I didn't catch it. N4ZLK, go ahead.
SST, copy okay.
It's K2SSP, is that right?
Yeah, correct. I did that for a living, and I came out of New Jersey, and you went to Cleveland, and then to Cincinnati, and if you weren't going to go to Cincinnati, you went halfway, you pulled into a truck stop, you dropped your trailer, went inside, and looked out the window, guy from Cleveland would be coming in. You go back out, you pull out from under your trailer, he drops his, you hook up to his trailer, and you go back to New Jersey. Other than that, you went straight to Cleveland, dropped in Cleveland, and then went to Cincinnati.
You get to Cleveland from New Jersey?
Yes, it must have been about 6 or 7 hours, because I think it was 3 hours from Cleveland. I think it was 3 hours more. I retired 23 years ago. We did 400 to 500 miles a night.
Kevin, most of our routes are not like that. We do have, you know, a few mileage runs, none out of Greenville, some of the bigger hubs, but that's a lot of driving every day. I don't know if I'd want to do that for a lifetime. Go ahead, Steve, N4ZLK.
That's just a lot of bug-eye windshield time, man, I'll tell you what. Well, hey, when's the last time you talked to Wayne? How was he doing the last time you talked to him?
Let's see, I'm trying to remember. I've been doing this particular job for 8 years, and I ran into him. He hadn't retired yet. He retired not long after that. From what I understand, he's still doing fine.
But he deserves it. He's a decent fella. And I tell you what, he was good. He's good. He's probably, if I'm guessing right, he's probably 74, 75 now.
You could be right. I never really knew his age, but you're probably close. And listen, guys, I am at my next place. I'm kind of in a little bit of a hurry now. I got some trailers to swap out. I got a pickup that's going to have 3 trailers instead of their normal one. I got to figure out when to get them back in. So, Steve, thanks again. I appreciate it. Nice to meet you face to face. And the other station, K2SSP, I believe. Good to hear you. And I'll turn it over to you, and I'm going to clear after both of your final. N4ZLK.
Be careful, be safe, be healthy out there, buddy. And I think I'm going to back out, except for one final call to Dave, W4DJW. Dave, I'll be coming up on Rutherford in about 3 minutes, maybe even 2 minutes, because I'm here at Reed School and Wade Hampton, and I'll be up your way probably 10 to 15 at the most. 73, y'all. K4, VWA, clear.
K2SST. KI4, KPT. Hey, Ron.
Hi, Ben. You ought to come out because it's dreary outside and it's cold. I don't want to go out there, so you could come out and, you know, you could visit me.
Boy, that's a good idea, Ron. Just come out and hang out with you for a while. How you been doing, my friend?
Oh, okay. I took part in the contest they had over the weekend. And it goes on a Cabrillo file, which I'm not familiar with, but I was able to get someone else's Cabrillo file and then just change everything to my contacts. But I'm finding out that you got this. There's some changes. I got to make a change for this, change for that. But eventually, I guess I'm going to get it all done right.
Well, that's nice. Did you know something other wrong? The guy did not even. I was going to go over to see you. And, man, I tell you what, everybody around here just been kind of sick and confused. And, Lord, I tell you what, it's just awful.
Well, we stay low, my wife and I. I go out shopping, and she goes to, you know, a doctor's appointment, or maybe she'll go shopping or go someplace else and then right back to the house. So not doing much socializing. I just had the Blue Ridge Club had their meeting, and it was on Zoom, and we've been having meetings on Zoom. Because until this thing clears up, people are trying to stay away from one another.
Yes, sir. I think everybody's trying to do that. Went to the doctor this morning. He said that a lot of folks around us got this stuff and got it bad. And it's just not going away right yet. But they keep swearing up that, everything's going good.
There appears that the people who have gotten a vaccine are doing well, except the ones that had preconditions, heart trouble, kidney trouble, liver trouble. If you get the virus, it looks for any weak spots. But the majority of people who have been vaccinated have gotten something like getting the flu after you've got the flu shot. You get a little sick, but you get over it. They said the hospitals have 100% of people unvaccinated and a very small percentage of people who have been vaccinated.
Ronnie, I've had two of them. And, boy, that last one, it made me that burnt sick. I tell you what, it was awful. But, other than that, I mean, I'll probably take that last one. I don't know, but my doctor said she was not going to take it.
Few points on it. You know, you should take it, you shouldn't take it, you know. There's a guy who was to get a liver transplant, and the hospital's policy is we will not operate anyone who has not had the shot. And this guy says, I am not taking the shot. If I don't get a liver, I'll die, but I'm not taking a shot. I mean, you know, you're cutting off your nose to spite your face. I mean, Rita said, well, I'll take the shot. You know, I'm not happy about it. If I don't take the shot, there's a good chance I'm going to die. If I take the shot, maybe I won't die.
You might as well take it and get it over. I mean, like I'm getting older and Lord, I'm coming up on 62. And Rodney, I'll tell you what, I'm thinking real hard about taking it, even though that last one made me real sick. I think that I'm just going to go ahead and get it. I was going to wait for 6 months instead of 6 weeks and see how everything goes.
Now it's the only game in town, and I think it's Bolivia. They were mixing bleach, diluted bleach, and people were taking that, and some of them were dying from it. So it's still up in the air what the best thing is to do. But so far, it seems like the vaccine is working for most people, and people have reservations about taking it. So I don't know if they're right or wrong. The thing that's not good, they're making doses for kids, and they say it's not good for kids, because they're developing and it can create other problems. But they're getting a lot of kids that are getting sick, and it's like, what should we do? You know, it's one of those things. We're damned if we do, we're damned if we don't.
AC6IW.
Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to jump in here because, I mean, not to be controversial, but you said that the vaccine is the only show in town. It's not. I had COVID at the end of July, got with a pulmonologist. My girlfriend is a nurse at Prisma, and this pulmonologist who had worked at that hospital, he's independent, gave us prescriptions for ivermectin, fluvoxamine, a bunch of other things, like 14 different things. I was 7 days into it, feeling absolutely horrible, and within 24 hours, I was a lot better. And I also had it queued up to where if I got worse, I would have gotten the monoclonal antibodies. One of my friends had the first shot. He's a friend in Asheville. He's pretty obese, and he got really worried. After about a week or so after the shot, he got really sick. I told him about it. He got to an infusion center, and the monoclonal antibodies worked really good, and within 24 hours, his cough was even gone. So there are other options, but you have to get with a doctor that's more independent and not in the big, giant healthcare systems like Prisma or St. Francis. AC6IW.
Not many people know there is an alternative. All you're getting is what is put out by the three manufacturers. If there was more word on alternatives, probably people would be taking some alternatives, but most people don't know that.
Yeah, and the thing that frustrated us the most is we talked to DHEC after we tested positive, and the advice that we got and other people that we've known that got it was basically go home and take Tylenol or whatever and just stay by yourself. And there are other things to do, and if you do them in advance, like all the stuff we did, like I mentioned, and also vitamin C, D, zinc, quercetin, which kind of works like the hydroxychloroquine, and these other things. Fluvoxamine was one of them, and I forget some of the other names of the medicines, but it's legal and approved for the doctors to prescribe things that are off-label, but hospital systems like Prisma, like if you go on the Prisma website, and my general doctor is with Prisma, it says they will not prescribe or allow those things to be used. And I tried to ask my doctor about it when I went to my annual physical, and he refused to talk to me about it. And they also refused to enter all those medicines into my record so that there's a record that I had taken them, because he'll usually ask me, you know, have you taken anything else, or are you taking medicine now, or whatever. They wouldn't enter them. They said, you can go enter them yourself, we won't enter them. So the whole thing's like pretty annoying, but what I think is the most disturbing is that they don't tell you what to do when you test positive, and they act like there's nothing you can do until you get really bad. There are things you can do. And there's several things. I know it gets controversial, but there are people that have said that somewhere between 50% and 85% of the people that have died would have lived if they would have taken some of these things at the early stages of it. But for various reasons, it's been kept out of the news and the social media and all that kind of stuff, where thankfully, at least on ham radio, we can talk about things freely, you know. So I got to run because I got some work to do, but I just wanted to jump in there. This is AC6IW. My name is Jeff, and I'm in Greenville.
Okay, Jeff. Well, that's what's nice about radio. We can talk about stuff, and if it's 2 meters, it's not going too far. Well, it is a shame that, you know, people won't get informed. There's so much misinformation on the Internet that people are following. I always say, if you don't want to do something, go talk to your doctor. Well, my barber told me, or my mechanic told me, go talk to your doctor. If he says yes or no, go by the person that's keeping you alive. Have a nice afternoon. Talk to you again sometime. You still there, Ben? It's just dismal over here. I'm showing 44 degrees. Didn't get too cold last night. I think it went down to 30-something last night. But we've got the heat on in the house, but it's still it's like a dampness in the house. I walk around, I got a sweater on, and it's, I guess it's 74 degrees in the house. And it just kind of like a dampness, so I keep the sweater on. But I've been on the computer this morning. I had stuff to clear up. These computers are terrible because you get in here, you do this, you do that, and you look, and the clock went drip, 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 drip. Where'd the last couple hours go? You're on the computer.
Yeah, it's been my time with the doctor this morning. Heck, I'm just saying, Ron. KR4 KPQ. Into my fire radio up there. That's what I'm doing. But I key up on backbeat into it. But, yeah, I tell you what, this virus thing, just go with the flow. And see what everybody's got to do. Like, okay, doctor tells you this, and then see all these Dr. Fauci and all this other whatever. Only thing, dude, just go with the flow. Get it done. It's proven to work. So do it.
It seems that so many people have died because of misinformation. You know, there's a lot of people who haven't gotten vaccinated because they were told on the internet, you know, don't do it. Instead of listening to the internet, hey, you talk to your own doctor, and your own doctor, like you're just saying, your own doctor say, well, I'll give you this, but I can't put it on your chart because the drug companies will probably get after me or something because they didn't authorize it, you know. So you talk to your doctor, and your doctor says, yeah, I have something I think works better, you know, I'll give it to you. But you're listening to, you know, people who heard from somebody that is not credible, and what happens? They're dying.
Exactly. I talked to my doctor. She took both hers. She said that she was not going to take the third one. I'm a whole lot older than she is. So that kind of points to me. Like, you know, if you've got bad heart, you've got bad lungs, kids, whatever, you might want to take the third one. You may want to do it. And get it over with.
Yeah, well, the thing with this virus, it attacks whatever is weak. So if you have problems, kidney problems, heart problems, lung problems, it's going to attack those and make it worse. So, you know, if you can get to someone else that has some other idea, and it might work out well for you. But like I said earlier, you're not getting information to tell you this is better for you. The drug companies say, we've authorized this, and the other stuff we haven't authorized, so you can't give that out. So, you know, like he was saying, his doctor says, well, I'll give it to you, but I won't mark it on your chart. You know, you got it, but I didn't give it to you.
Yeah, there you go, Ron. You know something? These home remedies and all of this stuff and what they're saying and all this stuff, I don't know. I'm just going to take the thing and get it over with and be done with it and hopefully live life long. But, I don't know. It's a controversy all the way across. And I'm not going to get no argument on no radio over what, you know, I won't do it. So I just think, just go with the flow, get over with it, be done with it, and live a long, healthy life. How's that?
Sounds good to me. Yeah. Well, I'm going to go back here and play with this log. I've got to make some adjustments in it. And I'll be talking to you whenever. So, have a nice day, and if I hear you on, I'll give you a call.
Ronnie. Good to hear you, as always, my friend. You take care over that way. Tell the missus we say out. And 7-3 to you, my friend. Talk to you later. KI4 KPQ. Good evening.